Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode. Welcome to the next edition of WP Coffee Talk. It is a miserable day here in Rochester, New York today. It's raining and it's supposed to rain all weekend with thunderstorms. I hope it's nicer in your neck of the woods.
It is incredibly humid. There aren't thunderstorms, but it's like 90 degrees and 90% humidity, which is to say situation normal in North New Jersey, which is where I am today at a friend's house.
So that's also a situation, stay indoors in the air conditioning because you're going to melt if you go outside.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, I'm excited to have one of my newer friends in the WordPress community here tonight. Laura Byrne Cristiano is here with me, and Laura and I have been working on some projects together. That we're going to talk about, one big project together, actually, that we're going to talk about in a little bit. But first, I wanted to know, what's your mug? Show us your mug.
So my mug, it's a Christmas mug, but it has a picture of a dog that looks a lot like my dog on it. So my dog's name is Scully, and this looks like Scully the dog. And you will see Scully very frequently in he's not here today, but like sometimes I will do calls and he'll like jump up into the middle of the call as I'm doing a call. So he's a cute little Bichon Frise and that looks like Scully.
I was going to ask if he was a Bichon.
He is. He is.
And what's in your mug tonight?
Diet Coke at the moment.
I love it. Well, I have a mug I've shown once before. This is a travel mug my daughter gave me for Christmas a few years ago. It has tea in it for this evening.
Good.
I've had 3 cups of coffee today. It was time to switch my caffeine to something else. Mm. But I skipped the most important question.
Oh, okay.
Introduce yourself. Tell us about
you. My name is Laura Byrne Cristiano. I am originally from New Jersey and New York. And now I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania with my husband, Kevin, who's part of the community team for WordPress. And I help with websites in regards to content and social media.
That's awesome. And I noticed when you filled out the form saying, hey, I'm excited to be on the show, that you also work with another person who's a new friend of mine, which is Beth Hannon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Beth Hannon is specifically who I'm doing a lot of the content work with these days. So yes, shout out to Beth, who is my boss.
I know. I love that. I've worked with her a little bit on a couple of things and contacted with her a little bit for Give, where I work, of course. And that's how I got to know Bette. And then I saw her first time in person at WordCamp US last year. And I was like, Bette, in the flesh and blood, how are you?
That's great.
That was kind of nice. Yeah, for sure. So tell us you just said your husband's part of the community team. Mm-hmm. That have anything to do with how you got involved in WordPress? Or tell me your WordPress story.
No, actually. I'm how he got involved in the community.
Ooh, I love it.
So we have to travel back in time to January of 2006. At that time, or just a little bit before that, I was one of the moderators on a web forum back before social media and everything else. I was a moderator on a web forum that was for adults who happened to like the Harry Potter series. And we had a website that I think was built in Dreamweaver at the time to go with the forum. And I was constantly trying to fix this thing that was like the house that Jack built. It just was not built very, very well. And one of my co-forum mods, I mean, we all liked reading all sorts of different fantasy books. That was kind of our sweet spot. And everybody would be talking about whatever book they had just read. And my friend Lori just got this book that she would not stop talking about and was constantly talking about this book. And honestly, I read the book just to make her be quiet. And she said, I really love this book. Would you help me make a little website for it? And I was like, well, we made a little Harry Potter thing. Why not? And, you know, there's this new WordPress thing. It seems like it's got to be better than this Dreamweaver thing that's been cobbled together. Let's make this work. I'm seeing a couple sites with this. So we ended up creating a website for what was then a very little known book. Perhaps you've heard of it. It's called Twilight.
Ha!
Lori and I created the largest Twilight website on the internet.
Ooh,
it went super viral, which opened up all kinds of opportunities for me, for her. Wow, it was getting millions of views a day. We learned social media from the ground up. And when the website broke, and I didn't quite have the technical knowledge to know what I was doing, our previous webmaster was my friend Lori's, who was then her ex-husband. He had gone, and I went to Kevin, and I said, Kev, you know a little bit more about this stuff than I do. Can you help us, like, do this? He's like, well, I'm getting a little, he goes, let's see if there's some forums. And he stumbled into the WordPress support forums, found the community, and was like, wait, these people will help me for free? What is this? And then discovered, like, the next, like, week was WordCamp New York. He went to WordCamp New York, and he's like, who are these people that just, this is amazing. Like, he was very used to very corporate Manhattan kind of, you will pay me lots of money, and then maybe I won't even help you the way you need. So he stumbled into this, loved it, and just got hooked on the community. And honestly, that website was eating so much of my time. He would say to me, you need to, like, join Word. You need to come. I was like, I don't have time to do this. I am managing a super viral site. So I didn't really get into the community until probably about 5 years ago now. So that's the treetops level of my origin story for WordPress and how he ended up loving it so much. And then he's, like I said, part of the community team and is a super deputy because he just loved it so much.
So now when you went to him for help, you weren't married to him yet? Is that true?
Oh, no. We were married. Sure. We were married at that point at least.
Somebody who was not already in your life.
No. We were married for many years. I don't even know how many. Okay. But yes. Yeah.
I was going to say he got hooked on you at that point too, but he was already hooked on you.
He was already hooked. Yes. This was basically, sweetheart, can you help me with this little project? It's getting to be kind of a big project. Yes.
Well, I have a Twilight story. My Twilight story is that my daughter was reading them when she was a teenager. And she was hooked on them like nobody's business. And so she said, Mom, you have got to read these books. They're so good. And like when your teenage daughter, who usually like teenagers are known for, I don't want to spend time with you, right? Says, will you read these books with me? You say, absolutely. And so our bedroom, and I was married, our bedroom was on the first floor at the back of the house. Hers was on the second floor at the front of the house. And she would text me, what part are you on now? So it was a bonding experience for us, which was pretty
cool. That's great. That's great. Yeah.
So that's not my WordPress origin story. That's my Twilight origin story. Just one question.
Sure.
Team Edward? Or I forgot the guy's name.
Or Team Jacob. I always used to joke around and say, I'm team, do I really have to choose? Now I'm going to get hate mail. It was Team Jacob at the time. I'm like, it's fine, guys. I'll just get a barrage of hate mail. There's some very intense people who have very strong opinions about this.
That's so funny. So that's how you guys started with WordPress. I think that's an awesome story. I love it. And I love that it's Twilight, because I love Twilight. I haven't read it in a long time, but I really did enjoy it. I was hooked on it too. Good writing. But you and I, being in the business world, we've seen hundreds and thousands of websites. When you look at other people's sites and you kind of look across the board, what do you think something that we need to focus on more? What do you think something that people just don't spend enough time on their websites?
Maybe it's just because I'm a content person and I'm just going to talk content. I think the biggest thing that people don't do is they should at bare minimum once a year, if not in fact quarterly, go through their website page by page by page and say, is this the photo I want? Is this reflecting my business, me, whatever? Is the content in here still accurate? Is this link dead? If the link isn't dead, is it still linking to what I think it's linking to? Yeah, for sure. Oh, and another biggie too, and the same thing, like social media buttons. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a site and discovered that their social media button is not linking where they think their social media button is linking to. So I would say that's the biggest thing, is that people, you know, it's kind of like your house. You know, you started off with being very neat and very set and very not cluttered, and then you put a vase there and you didn't move it. And then there's another item that's just kind of over here, and oh, I guess it can just stay there. And then you start, you know, things just kind of grow and spread, and then you don't really spring clean it and see the interconnectivity. So I think that people really need to spend some more time with their content at least 4 times a year, going through and making sure that everything is really what they wanted it to be.
I think that's actually great advice. And you're the first person to mention that in all the people that I talked to.
Oh, there you go.
I think that's fantastic. And don't be a hoarder. Don't turn into an internet hoarder.
Oh, God, no.
Right? So don't just keep adding more things to add more things. So.
Absolutely. Like sometimes the ones that I always see that's really funny is sometimes there's organizations that'll have like a manual or something like that on their website. And there's always a rule. And the rule always has to be because somebody did a thing. You know, and sometimes it's like, okay, yes, this is definitely a gap in our business or whatever. We need to put in this rule. And sometimes they'll put in a rule because it's a crazy one-off. And you're like, folks, no one is ever going to do that again. You know, you don't need a rule for this.
Right. Exactly. It's like when you read, I've actually still read things in theaters where it says, please turn off your pagers.
Oh my gosh.
Pagers anymore.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yes, please turn off your pagers. Yes, let's all the doctors, doctors here, please turn off your pagers. Yes, right? Of course.
That always makes me laugh. What's something that you wish you'd known when you first got into the WordPress business or WordPress, managing a WordPress site that you know now that you think back, God, if I'd only known that?
Two things in regards to security, without question. I even have a WordPress talk on this. Number one, do not make everyone an admin with all the keys to the kingdom. And two, make sure you're using high-level passwords, not your nephew's name, which is part of a hacking story that I have when I give one WordPress talk, is having my WordPress site hacked was the best thing that could have happened to me. I mean, it talked me about security and some other things. But yeah, for sure, I wish I had known more about having a much more secure password. I mean, these days there's awesome services like LastPass and OnePass. I mean, take your pick, use them for sure. And don't give the keys to the kingdom to everybody, you know?
Yeah, that's actually really, really good advice. And I think you're probably not the only person who has a story about security that sounds at least similar to what you've just said.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely, for sure.
Now, we're not quite to our project story yet, but I do know that you've been involved with WordCamps before.
Yes.
You've spoken at them. I think you've organized them. You have attended them. And I'm guessing you're probably also involved in some meetups along the way, too.
Sure. Sure. I'm currently very active in the Philadelphia meetup and the Philadelphia suburbs meetup. Mm-hmm. When I used to live in North New Jersey, there was a North New Jersey meetup in Secaucus at the time that I would go to. WordCamps, I've been to a whole bunch. It would be, I mean, and in like diverse areas, the beauty of living in the Eastern Seaboard is there are a lot of major cities that are, you know, very close within driving distance to each other. So sometimes it sounds like, oh my gosh, you're traveling anywhere. Like you're really taking a 4-hour car ride. So, you know, I've been to Boston and Philly, Baltimore. And then sometimes we've just taken a trip and we've hit a WordCamp when we've been there, or we did it on purpose. Like last year I went to WordCamp Minneapolis because we just did if we felt like doing it. And then another year we were traveling in the Portland area and WordCamp Portland was at the same time. So we're like, all right, let's go to WordCamp Portland, you know? So yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty cool. So you've had massive amounts of experiences at these camps. What would you, if you could think of like one ultimate moment, one thing that happened at a WordCamp, either you gave a talk or you heard somebody talk or you ran into somebody in the hallway track, you know, whatever it is, what's that like, you know, just that supreme moment at a WordCamp that just defines something for you?
I'm going to go back to WordCamp US, and it wasn't this past year, it was the previous year, and it was during State of the Word, where it was Matt, and I think his name is pronounced as Matthias. I may be getting it wrong, and I'm going to feel really awful if I'm not pronouncing his name correctly. But they gave a demo of Gutenberg, and it had so changed over the previous time that I had used it. Like when I had first used it, I was all gung-ho and I'm like, we're going to do this. We're going to use this. This is amazing. And I it was unusable, like the first time. The product wasn't where it is today, is the short version of it. But then basically Matt got up there with Matthias, and Matthias started demonstrating all kinds of things, showing like, okay, it's not here yet, but this is where it's going. And really, like, I'm a very visual person, and I was like, this is an amazing demo. I wish they had done something like this earlier. I mean, perhaps the product wasn't ready earlier to do that kind of demo. But I remember thinking, this is great. This is going in a direction that I, as a content person, I really, really love. I want to continue to give this another shot and to continue to see where they're going with this, because I feel like it's going to be something. So that was my moment of, oh, I really like potentially where this Gutenberg is going.
That's awesome. And I was at State of the Word last year as well. I've actually been to every WordCamp US so far. Proud of that. Mm-hmm. And the one this last year when they pulled up the display and they showed where Gutenberg had gone from the year before even, it was like, ooh, wow, look at how the blocks work. And yeah, so I've been telling people, don't fear the Gutenberg.
Yeah, no, I actually have a talk. I have a workshop I'm helping David Wolfpaw do in WordCamp Orlando that's called Gutenberg, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Block.
Oh,
which is,
I love it.
A nice little spoof title that, you know, anybody maybe over 45 will understand the spoof. Nobody under 45 is going to get that line at all, but you know, that's all right.
It's all right. So we've danced around it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But what's the project that we're working on together, Laura?
There we go. We are both part of WordCamp US, and specifically we're on the team that used to be named Marketing and is now, I think, very correctly named as PR Comms, because that's really the heart and soul of what we do. So yeah, it's a super fun team. I love that it's a big team this year, because previously that team was two people.
I don't know how you did it. I'm on that team with you, and we're all working hard. I'm like, how did two people manage all of that?
I mean, that's the really, I think, amazing thing about WordCamp US this year, is that it really has expanded. And, you know, there were a variety of reasons why it hadn't expanded, what have you. But I love right now that it is absolutely hugely representative of people of every experience level, geographic diversity, people from all over North America who are taking part in this. Actually, I should even say, actually, Kat is originally from Colombia, so we probably do have some folks from South America. So we have this really great diversity of people who bring in experience, and it is so great to have that. I think in the past, they were thinking a lot, well, it should just be that local team in that city, and they're great. I would never not say don't bring in the locals from wherever, but I think for WordCamp US, you want that nice combination of people throughout the US with then that local team, and this way it doesn't lead to anybody burning out.
I think that's great. I do. I also love, so you and David Needham are the ones who are kind of our team leaders, right? So that's awesome. You're doing a great job of keeping us all corralled. I feel like you're herding cats with us.
No, I think I guess from just many years of having been in business and different kinds of businesses, I hated being micromanaged. You know, if you've picked the right people, you trust in their skill set and their experience and everything you've seen of them, and you're like, hey, can you do this? Yes, fantastic, and go. If you need me, tell me, and I'll be there. Or if I have a little thing that's going to come up to your attention, I'll let you know about it. But otherwise, I don't need to micromanage you. You know what you're doing. You are a professional. And thank you for your volunteering. Go for it. Like, there's no need to micromanage people that much. So I love, like, having somebody like you on the team, and I'm like, I could say to Michelle something in two sentences, and it happens. It's fantastic, you know? Or I know, like, I'm like, I could do this, but I bet you Michelle's going to do it 5 seconds before I did, and she did. Fantastic. You know, it's been a great, I think, just working relationship with everybody, and everybody's playing to their strengths and doing what they do well, or what somebody else doesn't do well, somebody else is picking up, which is, you know, fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. I think the team, I mean, I can't speak for all the teams, although I am assuming that they're all pretty much working the same way we are. Mm-hmm. I'm just not observing that, of course. But it's phenomenal how the people on our team each bring something different to the table. So it's not Absolutely. Like we all have the same skills and we're all trying to vie for work, doing the same jobs. But even more than that, there's two things that I wanted to mention about our team. The first is every week when we have our weekly team meeting, which just it happens on Slack. So it's not like everybody has to clear a schedule or anything like that, which is awesome. It's just kind of a report in so we know where things are going. But the very first thing that gets posted is, let's remember that we're a team who helps each other. And if you need to take a step back, take a step back. If yeah. something happens in your life and you're overwhelmed, whether it's work or personal, contact you or David and just say, I need to pass this off to somebody for a while and I'll be back or I won't.
Right, right. No, and even David and I both hit points where we were just like, oh my gosh, I didn't expect, you know, X to happen. Like we both hit one of those and we bounced off each other. And this was kind of like before some folks came on board. And it was, yeah, it's just been a really, really great collaborative, respectful, working relationship with everybody who's on the team, which is cool. I'm actually looking forward to when we can all get to meet each other in person in St. Louis, which will be fun because I think a lot of us have met each other before or we have seen people present, but we didn't like formally introduce ourselves to each other. So it'll be really cool.
Hug the huggers and shake the hands of those who aren't huggers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The second point I wanted to say is that there's no, what's the word I want? I hate when I struggle for words. Yeah. I'm a writer for the most part, right? So it's not coming to me. But there's no ego in either one of you. So, you know, when David was going to be gone for a month, he's like, hey, Michelle, will you post and do the meetings on Thursday? And Laura didn't say, but I'm the co-leader. Why am I not doing that? Instead, I'm thinking you probably were like, oh, thank God I don't have to do that.
No, I was just like, I said to David, I was like, David, I am not as free with my time because I had just started with something else. I was like, I don't think I could really commit to doing this. What can we do? He's like, why don't we ask Michelle? I was like, let's ask Michelle. That would be an amazing idea. Like it, yeah, it's just, you know, exactly. It's just, there's no reason for that. Like, it's like I said, if you're there, one thing I learned very much from running that very viral website is empower people. Do not micromanage people. If you have picked the right people, it runs itself. If you've picked the wrong person, you've done either one thing. You've picked the right person and you've given them the wrong thing to do, or you've truly picked a wrong person. It's not the right fit for whatever reason. It could be nobody's fault. It's just not the right fit. And then that's when you kind of need to have a parting of the ways. But I don't feel like that's any kind of situation that we are in whatsoever. I feel like we've really gotten the right people for the right jobs and it's working super, I think.
And we're all getting paid the same.
Yes. The big bucks.
The big zero.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because it's voluntary.
It's volunteering. And it's, you know, and you know how many, like, it's frankly at the end, it's going to be thousands of hours.
Yeah.
You know, just like anybody who, you know, localizes. English. Anybody who organizes their local WordCamp knows how many hours it goes to putting on that local WordCamp. The second you put any event into a convention center, the second you have any event that is over 500 people, there are all sorts of things that come up that nobody realizes or it's never been on their radar before unless you've ever had any experience with event planning. So it's a huge number of hourly commitments as to what comes up.
And what's really fascinating about it is, I mean, an event this size is incredibly expensive.
Oh my gosh. On. Yes.
I mean, I'm not on the budget part of this whole thing. I'd probably faint if I've never fainted in my whole life, but I'd probably faint if I saw the bottom line of what this is. How much does it cost to attend?
Oh, it's $50. I mean, it's $50 for two full days of sessions. Like you can't get that kind of, I mean, you can't get that price anywhere. That is so amazing. And it's absolutely because of the sponsors. I mean, that's the one thing I think, people could definitely do more of. When you see a sponsor at an event like that, like walk up to them and say thank you, because you're able to be there at that price because they believe in this project. Now, obviously, certainly they're in the business to make money. I mean, I'm not so naive to deny that. But they could choose to put their money to advertising. Mm-hmm. They could choose to put their money to any number of other things. And they've chosen to sponsor the WordPress community because they believe in that community. And I think it's a really important thing that when you go to one of those events, to really go up to sponsors and say, thank you for doing this. I understand that I'm here because of you.
Right, exactly. And we're not talking hundreds of dollars. We're talking, our sponsors are paying thousands and in some cases,
tens of thousands
of dollars to be there. So, and quite honestly, I love the talks, don't get me wrong, but there is so much value in what we call the hallway track, right?
Oh my gosh. There's amazing stuff that you can pick up every year in the hallway track, just on casual conversations with somebody. Sometimes you get the spark of an idea of something you overheard in the hallway track that then you walk down the hall a second later and it, something else clicks. Oh my gosh. It's amazing.
And the networking that happens there. So I have a job with impress.org, which is Give, and WP Business Reviews, because I was talking to Give at WordCamp Ottawa 2 years ago.
There you go.
So if you're looking for a job, introduce yourself to every table you walk by. You never know.
No, absolutely.
Might be ready to hire you as well. So, and I'm not a developer. So it's not that they're not hiring developers. They're hiring people for every aspect of their company in most cases.
Absolutely.
Big companies have turnover, so there's probably always a position.
Yeah, no, for sure. Absolutely there is.
So what aspect that we can talk about, because some of things are still under wraps, of course. What aspect that we can talk about are you most excited about for WordCamp US?
You
can pick two.
Okay. I love that we're going to be doing workshops, because I think people really want to go hands-on in an area of something they don't know or they know this much about, and they really want to get that at and beyond like a 101 level, maybe like it's like a 102 or even some of them maybe more advanced than that. Like you've got that possibility to really dive in with that. The other thing that I'm really, really excited for, and this is going to maybe, I don't know if people are going to think this sounds silly, I'm really excited that we're going to be able to offer childcare. It is something that I know I've been pushing for a while. And sometimes it just hasn't worked out on logistical reasons of the spaces that we had in the building. I think sometimes people don't realize there are some very specific regulations when you go state to state to state, and when you have a convention, how far away are the children allowed to be with their guardians? And there's a myriad of talk about red tape. There's a myriad of regulations and health and safety code that you have to meet on so many different levels. And for a variety of reasons, it wasn't able to take place in where we were physically located in some of the previous years. This year we've got it. And I feel like there are people that have not been able to come because they perhaps are the sole caregiver of their child, or they can't rely on someone else to take care of their child for the weekend for whatever their family situation may be. And I'm really excited that we are going to be able to offer childcare for folks. And I think that's an amazing opportunity forward. So those are the two things I think I am super excited about.
I agree. Those are fantastic. For me, I'm really excited that, let me start by saying every convention center is technically accessible, but some of the venues we've been in the past are only accessible as far as certain disabilities. So for example, if you're in a wheelchair, you can roll wherever you want. If you walk with a cane, like the one in Nashville was so spread out that I was completely at a disadvantage to be there because I walk with a cane and I have to sit down frequently. And so walking to lunch one day took me 20 minutes to get there, 20 minutes to get back. You know, it was kind of difficult. But the venue in St. Louis, everything is more compact. Everything is together. The elevators are where you need them to be. And we're going to be putting out a post soon on the accessibility and how you can find other things in the area that are accessible as well. So I'm excited about the fact that people like me, and I wasn't the only one with a cane there last year with mobility issues, people like me are going to be able to navigate much more easily.
Absolutely. And I think going forward, that was just a point taken, that sometimes you don't think about that kind of thing. And sometimes it's hard when you're negotiating space or what becomes available or not, but like, that's like, oh, that's maybe things that folks don't think about. And now they will think about, you know, it's definitely a process, and you learn. And sometimes the only unfortunate mistake is the mistake you don't learn from. So definitely learning is an ongoing process.
Well, it's really great that the community takes feedback so to heart, and to be able to really process that kind of information. The other thing that I love, last year was the first time I've been to like 30 something work camps. Last year was the first time I ever went to Contributor Day.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's cool.
Phenomenal. It was so cool. Now I'm on the WordPress.org marketing team because I couldn't let it go once I left there.
It's a great team. I used to be a regular contributor to that. Unfortunately, just life has been what it has been, and I haven't really been there in any solid way in about 18 months, but it's a great, great way. That's how I started contributing, was with that team, even when that team was like four people, is when I started, when it was just an idea. I went to one of the first like ideas of, hey, maybe we should do this as a team, that started in WordCamp Vienna, which was in 2016. And there were like, I don't know, like a little more than half a dozen of us in the room talking about, what does this look like? What are we marketing? How are we going to market it? You know, it was an interesting idea.
That's really cool. The other thing that I really like, and there's a little hubris in this, I'm going to admit, is that we've renamed the after party, because it's not an after party, it's a during party. We renamed it the WordFest, and I was the one that submitted that name, and I love it.
I think it's great. It totally identifies what it's a festival, it's a celebration, it's so many things. And as you said, it doesn't have to be, you know, if it's not the after party, why would you call it the after party? And there are a wide variety of WordCamps, at least on the East Coast. I mean, I certainly can't speak for what is common practice on the West Coast. I've only been to a couple camps there. But a lot of times on the East Coast, we have camps that do their party on day one instead of the final day. Or sometimes they've even done it as like a networking brunch. There's all sorts of different ways of flavor of doing this. So I feel like calling this WordFest is just another flavor of it.
It'd be nice if it took off to WordCamps across the area. Of course, you can name it whatever you'd like when you're running a WordCamp, but it would be kind of cool if it was a little more inclusive like that. And it feels so celebratory. I love the after parties, so to speak. So, and this one's going to be great, because I heard there's a slide that's like a four-story slide.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, there totally is. It's the whole building is enormous. It is I think it's like four or five stories tall, to be honest with you. And then it has a Ferris wheel on the roof. It has a slide that comes all the way down. It has an amazing number of features like all over. It's crazy how big that building is, and they're constantly still doing things to it. It was an old factory that they've just repurposed, and I just love the video of the drone flight of watching them fly this drone in and around the building, and a lot of them are some long shots, and I'm going, I don't know how they did that without crashing the drone. I'm really not sure how they did that without crashing the drone.
I can't pilot a plane. I can't pilot a drone either. I leave that to the professionals.
For sure.
But I'm super excited about all of that. I love Ferris wheels, and I love merry-go-rounds and all that kind of stuff. And yeah. I think every one of us in WordPress, we're still kids at heart. So, you know, where it was last year had a lot of interactive things like that.
Right.
Where we're gonna, there's all a lot of interactive and still plenty of places to sit and chat and network and those kinds of things.
Oh, yeah. That's what I really like about it, too. And we've done that for a couple of years with the different spaces. We've tried to make sure there's always a space where people can chat, and just if they want a quieter space, there are definitely quieter spaces where they can, you know, get that. It's not just very all loud. But if you want that, there's that, too. So it has all those kind of areas.
A little something for everyone.
Yep.
Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about at WordCamp US? Something that's burning?
Oh, gosh.
Get it out there and say it before we move on.
Just Get your tickets, get your hotel. That hotel block is not going to last, and there is no way we can increase it. So if you are interested in that, I mean, I know some people do the Airbnb thing or whatever. Hey, you know, whatever works for you, go and do it. But if you want that hotel block, please get it now. We are not going to be able to expand that, and it's an amazing price.
Very good. That's actually really good advice. And all you have to do is go to 2019.us.wordcamp.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yep. If you just
and you will find it.
You'll find it too. So yeah.
For sure.
And if you go to wordcamp.org, you not only find that one, you find all the other awesome ones that might be
That's
in
right.
your area.
Absolutely.
Very cool. So I can't wait to see you in person. Are you a hugger?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'm going to hug you then.
Okay, great. We got it.
Awesome. So let me ask you my rapid fire questions. We'll move into that portion of the evening. Although you can take your time to answer them. You don't have to. Some of them just, you know, that might not take as long.
Right.
So if you were to advise somebody who is building their first site or building new at building sites, what are 2 to 3 WordPress plugins that you would recommend?
I could pick a couple that maybe not everybody picks. One that I really like is called Revisionary, and it lets you revise a post or a page for some date in a future. So if you are a business that, let's say, is a theater and you have a playing now page and you want to change that content right after the final performance of something to the next thing that's going to be, you can slate that revision to go live and you don't have to change the URL. It's awesome.
Wow, that's amazing.
Love that plugin. Yeah. Another one that I love because we're doing a lot of work with clients, helping them develop their sites. There's one called Project Huddle, which is really cool. You basically get the mock-up that you've done of the person's site, and then you get sort of like the little blue dots, like what you would get if you're in a Google Doc and people can like put something down and make a little comment saying, I think this needs to be revised. It's similar to that, only it works on the whole web page. So if the client is saying, move this text, you know exactly what text they're talking about or what image, and you're not, trying to speak fluent client too much. So I like Project Huddle a lot. And then the last one I'll just give a shout out to is love the MailChimp integration plugin from Yikes. Like, awesome. Like, love it. Like, I couldn't live without my MailChimp.
I think MailChimp has really grown a lot.
And for sure.
Some amazing things, absolutely. And it's nice that it integrates so well with WordPress, of course. When you first started in WordPress or at any point during your WordPress journey, have you had a mentor? And if you did, who was it?
I think probably my biggest mentor was actually Kevin, my husband, because, I was like stumbling through. I was like, Kevin, I don't know what I'm doing with this. How do you do this? And he would definitely help with that. So I would definitely say Kevin was probably the person who helped me the most to achieve whatever it was I was trying to do. Or I was like, Kevin, is there a shorter way to do this? And he'd be like, oh yeah, there's this plugin that does that. And he would point me down the right direction. So yeah, for sure that way.
That's awesome. And you get to kiss him goodnight every night too.
There we go.
We don't always do that with our mentors. Who's somebody that in the WordPress community that you admire and why?
I think I really admire Josepha Hayden because she has a lovely and gracious way of validating somebody's experience, being a true listener, caring, putting together big picture and context, and just I think guiding things along to a good and healthy resolution. I just really admire that. It is not easy being the person who is frequently cast in the role of being the peacemaker. And she makes it look effortless, and it's not effortless. So I think I would say I greatly admire Josepha Hayden.
I was at WordCamp St. Louis with her last year where she gave the keynote, and it was a great talk. She's really good with the public, and she's good one-on-one. I completely agree with that. Just truly a wonderful person. She has a beautiful dog. Have you met her dog?
No, I've only seen pictures.
Yeah. She had him at the hotel. He was beautiful. what's something that you want to learn in WordPress but you haven't tackled yet?
I want to just get better with CSS. And there's like lots of gaps in my HTML knowledge. Like, I'll know this, and then I'm like, oh, and I didn't know that. Like, there's just lots of like gaps and things. So I want to get better. Joe Casabona, who's in the WordPress community, has a couple of like really good courses that he has that he offers on his website. And one of them is an intro to HTML and CSS. And I've been going through that to like learn more and just to be like, oh, I didn't know this, but I knew that. And it's really helping me kind of improve my knowledge. So I just really want to get a lot better at that.
That's awesome. Have you ever done a div? Have you made a div yet?
No.
I taught myself how to do that for a site last year.
Oh,
and
wow.
Like, when it worked, I was like, oh my God, I did it.
I know. It's like when something happens, it's like, oh, yeah, no, I actually did my first dev site from scratch the other day and I didn't blow anything up and it actually worked.
Ooh,
it
like, yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it when things work like they're supposed to.
Right. Exactly.
Making sure I get all my questions. I don't want to skip any. Like, I forgot to ask you to introduce yourself at the beginning.
That's okay.
What's one of the biggest WordPress mistakes you've ever made, and what did you learn from it?
One of the biggest mistakes was absolutely, I would say just having not the right people work on a site in volunteer roles without good direction. You need to give people really good direction. So I think I could have avoided a variety of problems, from content that was not put out in the best possible way, words getting put into mouths that wasn't quite what we meant. So I would say, yeah, that was definitely, once it goes in print, once they hit publish on that blog post, it's, I think, one of the biggest things I learned was put it in a draft first. Let us review it, because sometimes you lose tone on, you completely learn to lose tone on the internet. And if you hit publish, it could be not what you meant, but it's what everybody heard. So I would say that's absolutely a lesson learned.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah. And as somebody who freelanced for years, that was never an issue for me. But now that I work on teams and things, you can see how it really makes a difference.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's your proudest WordPress moment?
This is a good one. So you might think that it would be the super viral site. I mean, certainly that was a very proud moment. I was like, oh my God, I really did this. And that led to a lot of opportunity and things. But actually my proudest WordPress moment was that I've for many years been a volunteer at a local community theater. I'm definitely a theater nerd kid from high school and all that. And last year, the community theater that I call my home got hit by this flash flood, and it wiped out 95% of our stock.
Wow.
in an area that doesn't flood. And I used every bit of WordPress knowledge I had, and every bit of marketing expertise and everything social media knowledge I gained along the day. And I'm like, this isn't a story. Like 18 hours from now, this isn't a story. This is a story now. And I used every bit of knowledge to get our plight out there using the WordPress website, using everything I learned from awesome people who talk to you about content and SEO, people like Yoast, people like Pam Ungst. Like so much stuff I learned. I'm like, we're going to get this right. And the short version is we were able to raise within like 3 days, almost $75,000.
Oh my goodness.
And that was both in gifts and in kind donations that helped us. And it was literally using WordPress and the website to tell our story. And that's how we did it.
That's amazing. I can see why that's a proud moment for sure. Absolutely. If you didn't work in our industry, what's a job you might like to attempt?
Well, that's easy because I kind of mentioned it before. Something to do with performing arts, without question. I mean, I, you know, it's a great community theater community here, and I love doing things on stage and behind stage. So I would absolutely choose to do something in the performing arts.
Do you sing and dance as well?
No, I don't. I can dance without tripping over my feet, and I can carry a tune, but I would not refer to myself as either a singer or a dancer. I am by far more an actor and a set designer, but like I said, I could carry a tune and I won't trip over my feet, but I would not call that singing or dancing by any means.
So you're not going to do the opening act for the State of the Word this year?
No.
I would pay to see it though.
Yeah, right. Oh gosh. Oh gosh. Yeah.
Oh, that would be fun though. It would be fun. It would be fun. Mm-hmm. Maybe karaoke at the after party instead.
I actually used to for a long time. At one point I was an MC for one of those entertainment companies that does like fan conventions, and they always have a karaoke night. And I used to tell people, I was like, if you see me doing karaoke, you have to do two things. Number one, you are to get my rear end off that stage. And two, you are to take me down to the hospital and have my stomach pumped, because clearly I've had way too much alcohol to think that I should be doing that.
Okay. Okay. So you'll be cheering the rest of us on.
I will cheer everybody else on. You will not, you know, wild horses could not make me do that. Yeah.
I'll tell you just a little aside here. I want to bring back the singing telegram, and I think we should totally.
See, that's cool. I would do like a jingle, or like when I was in college, I mean, yes, did I do karaoke? Sort of. It was a Broadway sing-along bar. So like, yes, I'm one of those people that will be out there belting like on my own at the top of my lungs. I'm not going to be belting out like some Britney Spears tune. Like that's not me at all.
Yes. Yeah. That's fun. Well, maybe we can do a singing telegram together for somebody.
That I could maybe do. Yeah. There we go.
We'll talk about that later. What's something on your bucket list?
I would love to go to Australia. That is a bucket list item. I have never been there, and I love to travel, and that is absolutely a bucket list item.
You know, that is the land of all the creepy crawly things that can kill you,
right?
It
is. Yes. Every so often on Twitter, I think I just put on Twitter the other day, I was like, Australia's periodic reminder to humans that you are not all that in a bag of chips. And it was like the spiders that put the webs everywhere. And I
saw that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, the nation where going out barefoot could have serious consequences. You know, yes, it's daunting right. though it may be. I do. Yeah. I would love to go to Australia. Have never been there.
Well, just be careful. Mm-hmm. Make sure you come back. Okay. And the last thing I'm going to ask you before I ask you your social media and all that is show us or tell us about a hidden talent that the WordPress community does not know about you.
Oh, okay. I'll give you a little example. Me llamo Laura Cristiano y yo hablo español. Yo no soy nativa, pero yo aprendí español en colegio y yo quiero presentar un día en un WordCamp en español, pero tengo poquito imposter syndrome, pero espero que en el futuro es posible. So I speak Spanish.
I see that. Let me see if I got enough of it. So you speak Spanish, and you actually gave a talk one day at WordCamp in Spanish. Or you will one day give a talk in Spanish.
I speak Spanish. I'm not a native speaker. I make mistakes. I could hear a grammatical mistake I made. It's like I did that. Like it escapes my mouth before I was like, oh, darn it. I heard one that I made right there. But I would like to present in Spanish one day at a Spanish-speaking WordCamp, but I have this little bit of imposter syndrome about doing that. So someday I will probably do that. I would very much like to go to Costa Rica. I've been to Spain several times. I would, you know, love to do that. So someday I will present in Spanish. I'm just not quite there yet.
Okay. Well, see, I don't know enough Spanish. I heard WordCamp. I heard a little other things that I just kind of guessed what you might have said. But I wish you luck, and I hope you do it, because I think that'd be really super cool.
One day. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
So tell us how people can find you. What's your social? What's your website?
Actually, you can pretty much just find me everywhere online at New Yorker Laura. So the website is newyorkerlaura.com. The Twitter is New Yorker Laura. Like pretty much everything is New Yorker Laura. And you can hear the traces of the New York accent here. Doing a lot of theater kind of beat that out of me, but I can still hear. I've never kind of lost the whining eyes that's still in there. So you can find me pretty much anywhere there at New Yorker Laura.
Especially probably when you come back to Jersey to visit, it probably comes back a little.
For sure. Absolutely, because then I'll end up drinking like coffee out of my cup. Yeah, my natural accent is somewhere close to Leia Rimini is sort of what my natural accent is like.
I just say for me, WP Coffee Talk.
WP Coffee Talk.
There you go. It's perfect. I love it. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I can't thank you enough for being here with me today. It's been awesome to talk to you here about something other than, well, we actually did talk about WordCamp, but not what we have to do next.
So right. Yes. We're not like plotting like what we have to do under pressure. Yes.
Right. That's right. So thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. And we'll put your social, if anybody's listening to this on a podcast as opposed to seeing it on our website, all of Laura's links will also be on the website at wpcoffeetalk.com. Find her episode and follow her on Twitter and Instagram and all those other great things. Yeah. So thank you so much.
It was fun.
Yep. Bye, everybody.